Hello, everybody, and welcome to this month's NPL Step 4 show. Coming up on this month's show, we're going to be talking to the two league leaders, Workington AFC in the North West Division. We've got Danny Granger coming on the show, and Leek Town in the South East Division. We've got Neil Baker joining us this week. We're also going to be talking about the playoff races in the various divisions. We've got Paul Quinn, manager at Tadcaster Albion, joining us. Whilst in the South East Division, we're going to be joined by three teams just sitting outside the playoffs at the moment, Carlton Town, and we'll be joined by Mark Harvey from Carlton shortly. Sutton Coldfield manager Neil Tooth will be joining us, as well as head coach at Ilkeston, Martin Carruthers. But without further ado, let's start by talking about the top of the table. And Leek Town, currently sitting top of the South East Division, 5 points clear of Stamford. And to judge the mood at the Staffordshire Club on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. Here's Neil Baker. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And we're coming up to the last 7 or 8 weeks left of the season, and Leek Town in a very good position. What's your mood as we head into these last couple of months?
Yes, we are. Still quite a lot of football to go. 12 games. 12 tough games, but games that we're looking forward to, Ben.
And when it comes to the last, you know, couple of months or so on, and this run you've been on, I mean, you've been pretty formidable all the way through this. Been a couple of bumps in the road, but you've just been keeping it going. So how do you keep it going for the next couple of months?
Well, we approach one game at a time as best we can. I know it's an old cliche, something that you'll hear off everybody, but that's how we've done it. We haven't looked too far ahead, got on with what's required, and, you know, that approach has worked for us up to yet.
And considering the calibre of opposition who are beneath you in the league table at the moment, I think that makes the impressive lead you've got at the moment, the 5 point lead over Stamford, all the more impressive. But like you say there, it is only 5 points, and Stamford's goal difference is not too dissimilar as well, and they've got the bit between the teeth, so they're going to push you all the way.
Yeah, they're playing very well. Definitely will push us all the way. I haven't ruled out Cleethorpes, Ben, if either of us slip up. I'm sure that's what they're looking for and ready to take advantage. So, yeah, there's a lot to play for, a lot for everybody to play for. Every game that we play, both, in fact, all the teams now, because, you know, the playoffs positions are hotly contested. There's still people who could get relegated. So there's something on every game at the moment.
Now, forgive me, Neil, because I'm a presenter. I have to ask you this question. There is a game scheduled for the 25th of April against Stamford. You don't want that match to mean anything, I reckon.
You're absolutely right on that. Having said that, if we'd have been given that at the start of the season, we'd have taken it. With how things have been, yeah, we'd like to wrap everything up before then, if we are to wrap it up. But if that's the game that decides it, then so be it. And I'm sure everybody, that will keep everybody interested and looking forward to it. But now, for my nerves and my health, I'd rather have it settled before then.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Obviously, I don't speak on behalf of Stamford when I say absolutely, just to be clear. Anyway, let's talk about the immediate future then. A big game on Saturday against Carlton. Carlton, you know, they've got games in hand. They need some results to get themselves back into the playoff position. So this is a tough game this weekend.
Yeah. We think everyone is, but in particular, you know, Carlton, they're striving to get in the playoffs, games to play. But they'll be tough. I know Tommy will have them well up for the game. He'll see it as a great opportunity for them. But so do we. We're looking forward to it. We lost our last game. We're keen to not so much make amends for that, but get ourselves going again. So, and we haven't played for a couple of weeks, so my lads are looking forward to it.
And finally, Neil, I reckon the home fans will be looking forward to it as well. The average attendance is right up there, second best in the league, only just behind Ilkeston. So hoping for a big crowd for the next home games as the running develops.
Yeah, we haven't played, I think it's a month since our last home game. So, yes, it's a game that I'm sure they'll be looking forward to. They have turned out in the numbers. so far this season, and I'm sure that'll continue till the end of the season. So it's nice to have that support behind you. We went to Ilkeston only 2 weeks ago, and they had a big home crowd, which helped them. And it does, you know, having a lot of your own supporters at the game is a big help.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leek Town, currently sitting top of the South East Division, currently sitting top of the North West Division. We've got Workington AFC. Workington 7 points clear of Ramsbottom United. Ramsbottom do have 2 games in hand, though, and Workington are also 7 points clear of Marine. Marine and Ramsbottom currently tied in second spot. But Workington currently sitting top of the table. And for more on the Cumbrian side, on Friday, I caught up with their manager. Here's Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And we've got 7 or so weeks left of the season. Workington in the right place in the table, that's for sure. So what's your mood as we head into the last couple of months?
Yeah, obviously we're happy exactly where we are at the moment. I think obviously when you look, obviously teams have games in hand on us. We know that teams will pick up points, but the old cliche is you'd rather have points on the board. So I'm over the moon with where we are and how we've been performing since our setback at Ramsbottom, which bodes well for us obviously moving into the running as well. So yeah, I'm delighted with how we're sitting at the moment, and we've just got to make sure that we keep doing it.
I was going to ask you about the Ramsbottom result, obviously, because you know that was a bump in the road, and that could have been, you know, not curtains necessarily, but it could have seen a slump in form. But that's not been the case at all, has it?
No, and we spoke in the week leading up to the fixture itself. I said that the Ramsbottom game will not define where the league goes, and I said that prior to the game. I said it to the lads. I said, if we win, doesn't mean the league's done. If we lose, it doesn't mean that the league's done either. So, and I think the response they've shown since then has been credit to them. They've been horrible to play against in the last month or so. They've been real nasty about them, as well as being able to handle the ball as well, which has been absolutely fantastic to see from us. The intensity they've played with has been tremendous in some real testing conditions as well, because we've had some real hard games in tough weather, on heavy pitches, and they've turned in performance after performance, and I can't be prouder of them.
I was going to mention that because, you know, on the same show, we're going to have Tadcaster Albion on, and we've seen the floods and that, but they've had away games postponed too. You've not really had that problem, have you?
No, we've been very lucky, to be honest with you, and credit to our ground staff. I mean, the 2 games we lost during the bad weather was obviously more down to safety than it was the actual pitch. The pitch held up really well. So, yeah, I mean, look, we've been really lucky in the fact that we haven't lost many games. And credit to the staff and the volunteers at the club to be able to get them games on. And even at the other clubs that we've been to, obviously the likes of Kendal and places like that, it's been great to be able to get the games on and get football played. So, yeah, we've been over the moon with that. We haven't lost many games.
So, a 7-point lead up at the top. You play the same number of games as Marine, who are in joint second. Rami do have 2 games in hand, but at this stage of the season, you would certainly rather have the points on the board, that's for sure. So, what's your take on how you're shaping up heading into these final couple of months? Because, you know, the pressure was on with expectations for Workington, but you're meeting those expectations at the moment.
Yeah, I think obviously when you look at the league table now, you would always rather have the points on the board, as I've just said there. But we know that Ramsbottom are a good team, and we know Pontefract are a good team as well. And as much as you look at Pontefract and they look a long, long way behind us, all it takes is a couple of wins and they're right in the hunt again. So the pressure's on them as well to make sure they win the games in hand. But as I've said to the lads, especially at this time of year, the league table can change very, very quickly, and that can become 7 points clear to quite easily Ramsbottom being 2 points behind with a game in hand in the matter of a week because of everyone playing Saturday, Tuesday. So, again, we need to make sure that we keep doing our side of it, making sure that we're ready for every challenge that was set, and make sure that we step up to it. So, again, that's the be-all and end-all of this season, is making sure that we get over this line. And as you've said there, because the expectations are on our shoulders and we need to live up to them.
Well, the next challenge is Brighouse Town at home. Brighouse have strung a few wins together in recent weeks, and obviously just sitting outside the playoffs. So this is a tough game this weekend.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've looked at the remaining fixtures and this will be up there with one of our toughest. They're a good team, Brighouse. I know we haven't played them yet. We've lost both games to the weather that we have meant to play them. And again, they are a good team. They're an organised team. They know what they're good at, and we'll need to be out at the top of our game. I've said it before that teams like this can come and they're sniffing the playoffs. They can feel themselves just on the edge of them, and they know that they've got to come and get a result to be able to push into it. So, again, we know that we're going to have to be at the top of our game to get a result tomorrow.
And finally then, Danny, like you say, I mean, Brighouse is up there, the toughest games, but you have got a fair few fiddly games, shall I describe them as, you know, the likes of Mosley and Runcorn Linnets and certainly Tadcaster as well next week. I mean, the games are going to be coming thick and fast now, and tricky games they are too. So what's your message to that Workington faithful as you head into these final months?
Yeah, just stick with us as they always have this season. They've been tremendous this year, and they've really got behind us, and it's helped us. It really has helped us. So, again, we can't thank the fans enough for what the support they've given us. But as you've said there, everyone's fighting for something now, whether it's safety, whether it's the edge of the playoffs, knowing that it could be the last opportunity to get something. Whatever it is, every game's going to be tough, but as I've just said, I genuinely think that Brighouse will be a real tough test for us, and we need our fans to get behind us, as they have all season. In my eyes, they've been the best fans that I could have asked for in my first job, and I've been over the moon with how we've done this season with them behind us.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington AFC, and we'll be talking more about the North West Division shortly, as we'll be joined by Paul Quinn, manager at sixth placed Tadcaster Albion. But back to the South East Division now, and the playoffs in the South East Division, we touched upon it earlier. Stamford currently sitting second in the league table on 61 points. That's 8 points ahead of Cleethorpes Town, and Cleethorpes are 8 points ahead of Belper Town. So Belper currently on 45 points, 3 points inside the playoffs. They're tied currently with the team sitting in fifth position, that's Stocksbridge Park Steels, but Belper do have 4 games in hand over Cleethorpes Town, who sit 8 points ahead of them, and Stocksbridge Park Steels. But just sitting outside the playoffs, we've got Calton Town. Calton Town, 3 points behind Stocksbridge, and they have 4 games in hand. So Calton Town, very much a part of this playoff shake-up. And on Friday, I caught up with the joint manager at Calton. Here's Mark Harvey. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we've got a playoff race on our hands in the South East Division, that's for sure. Calton, very much involved with games in hand. What's the mood in the camp like at the moment?
The mood in the camp's very positive. You know, I think everybody, including us, wasn't expecting us to be there. You know, we came in the summer, we started the season with a view of, look, we're going to play football, we're going to do it the right way, and we'll see where it takes us. And we've gone out from day one very positive, and despite all the setbacks and that, you know, with the pitch and the weather, the moves are very good, and you know, the lads are optimistic. Let's be honest, you know, before a ball was kicked, we'd have took this position now. You know, we're favourites for relegation. So yeah, everything's positive. It's all in our hands, and you know, everybody's looking to see what we do, which is fantastic after the last few years at Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was going to mention, you know, I mean, we've had Tommy on it before, but the start to the season has been phenomenal, and you know, you're still there as we turn into March. I mean, when we look back at this season, Calton Town and the performance is going to be one of the stories of the season, that's for sure. But how do you keep it going now to get to the end of the season and to get to the end of the season in a very healthy, good position?
Well, you know, I think, I mean, we look at it as well. We're ahead of the game from when we took over in the summer. You know, we've tried to keep everybody positive. The group of lads that we have here, yes, there's a lot of young players, we're just a couple of experienced players, but they're very positive. They're asking to train all the time. So, you know, we've been training 3 times a week while we're not playing, which has kept the atmosphere and the buzz around the place going, and the lads just can't wait to play. I mean, obviously, it's all about momentum, and I think the loss of momentum has affected us being higher up the league, because we was doing really well and we was flying, but, you know, we're playing once every 3 weeks at the minute, which is a problem. But, you know, the lads are really, really positive, and everybody's stayed together, and we're really positive, and you know, we've been looking at it. We've got 15 league games left. You know, we need 8 wins to sort of get the sort of points that I think we need to make the playoffs. Well, if we don't do that and we fall short, well, we've had a good go at it, and it's been a successful season no matter what.
I mean, that's the tricky bit now, isn't it? I mean, it's all right having the games in hand, but it's about squeezing them in. Hopefully the pitches will get a lot better as well as the sun continues to shine and that kind of thing. But how is the squad, you know, with regards to fatigue and that side of things? I suppose if you get to this stage of the season, then they're going to be quite fit anyway, to be honest.
Well, to be fair, as a squad, it's almost like pre-season because I think we've played three games in about 5-6 weeks, so you know, it's almost like pre-season for us at the minute. So as far as that goes, yeah, we've maintained this training and tried to keep everybody positive. But I think it's more a case of momentum. If we can get the momentum that we had early on in the season, and we should hopefully chalk off these wins quickly and have a relaxed finish to the season. But nobody expected anything at the club. We didn't go into it expecting to be where we are. So we're just enjoying the ride and see where it takes us. And, you know, hopefully, it's all in our hands, and hopefully we'll make the playoffs and have a great finish to the season. But if we fall short, well, it's still been a successful season, no matter what. You know, as far as the squad goes, we did suffer a blow in this game before Tuesday night at Wisbeach, where a skipper, Tom Madison, took a nasty injury on his knee and looks like being out for most of the season, if not all of it. We've had to sign a couple of players to cover, but you know, we're giving players a chance from lower level, which is what we've done all season. So you know, the budget where we are as a club dictates we can't go and get that big player. So we'll keep doing what we're doing. It's worked so far, and we are as a club, and you know, me and Tom. I'm loving every minute of it at the minute.
Now, we'll get to the league game in a second or two, but I do have to draw your eyes, and it's not your eyes, it's the listeners' eyes, to what you've got coming up down the track, because you've got the likes of Gloucester North End to play and a midweek game against Market Drayton as well after the league game. But just in the distance, also in March, you've got Belper Town and Stocksbridge Park Steels. Those games are huge, to say the least, aren't they?
I think in this league, and you've only got to look at the results every week, you know, week in, week out, I don't think there's that much to choose between the top of the table and the bottom of the table. I think maybe Leek and Stamford have pulled away a little bit, and maybe that shows the fact that, you know, they've got experienced managers who've been there a few seasons and know what they're doing, and the squad's been together a little bit longer. But you know, Cleethorpes seem to be coming strong again now after a little blip. But apart from that, I don't think there's that much to choose between anybody. I think, you know, we went to Wisbeach, who was bottom of the league at the time, a couple of weeks ago, and we beat them 1-0 with a late goal. And I think that sums up the league. So I don't look at fixtures and think, you know, Glossop's an easy game or Cleethorpes or Stamford's a difficult game. I think if you're on it on the day, you'll get the result. If you're not, you'll get beat no matter who you're playing. So, you know, our job is just to keep us focused on the next game and nothing else.
And that next game is away at Leek Town tomorrow. A tough test, that's for sure. Especially, like you say, with the intermittent nature of the fixtures recently. So, what's your final thoughts, Mark, as you head into this game tomorrow at the league leaders?
You know, we head into games like the league game. I mean, I actually believe that Leek will go on and win it. I know Stamford will have something to say about that and possibly Cleethorpes. But I think from what I've seen, I think Leek are now going to go on and win it. They've got the experience. They've got the experience in the dugout and they're a very good side. They've already given us a thrashing at home as well. So we're going to that game. Like I say, I think we've got 15 games and, you know, we say that we need 8 wins. Anything that we get from tomorrow will take as a bonus. But we'll go into the game positive. We'll go into the game believing that we can get a result. And who knows? You know, we might just give Leek a shock. You know, they're not invincible. It's all about us on the day. But it doesn't help that, you know, that we've only played one game in 3 weeks in the league, which was Tuesday night, coming into it. Because obviously, you know, we're still getting back up to speed. After a break again, but we'll go into the game and we'll enjoy it for what it is. And you know, the league, our player hopes won't be sorted out tomorrow at Leek. It could be sorted out over the next few weeks.
Joint manager at Carlton Town, Mark Harvey, there speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show. 1 point behind Carlton Town and therefore 4 points outside the playoffs, we've got Sutton Coldfield Town. They've been on a remarkable run. Obviously, their main problem, thanks to cup competitions, was the number of games in hand they have. Well, they're starting to catch up now with those games in hand. And for more on Sutton Coldfield Town on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome return to Neil Tooth. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, you're very much a part of this playoff race, that's for sure. I mean, how's the last couple of months been? Because, you know, you've been having loads of games in hand. Easier said than done. You've got to fit them in. But you must be chuffed to bits with the way you've climbed up the table.
Yeah, we're delighted with our form. I think since the middle of December, we've only lost two games and we've drawn a couple. So our form since then really has been spot on. We knew we had the games to catch up on because of our cup exploits earlier in the season. But to win them, obviously you want to do that, and everyone says, oh, you'd rather have the points on the board. But we've actually gone out there, caught up, and we've won our game. So it's been really impressive.
I mean, it's like I said, it is easier said than done. What's the secret been of not just catching up the games, but winning the games as well?
To be honest, we've kept the same. We've only put a few little additions to the squad that we had at the start of the season. It's really difficult. I mean, I know I've mentioned it to you before, but we basically had our team from last year stripped and ripped apart. You know what I mean? Players going higher, players moving abroad, getting scholarships in America, various reasons. So we lost 9 of our players from last year. So we've had to do a complete rebuild, and it takes time. It takes time for them to settle. Granted, it took a little bit longer than what we thought, but we knew we had a good squad of players, and we've kept the faith with them. And now that we're having to drop in all the different bits of information, and it's becoming more and more of a habit rather than just a strange thing that it was to them all at the start of the season, we're starting to see the results. And we always had the belief in the players that they'd be able to do it, and they are.
And it's who you've been beating as well, because it's teams that you've been leapfrogging over as well. So you've beaten Worksop twice, Ilkeston, Kidsgrove. So vitally important results. So at this stage of the season, with about 7 weeks left or so of the season, you put yourself in the slipstream. Is your target now just to keep it going and see where it gets up to?
Yeah, we don't really talk about the playoffs because we're fully aware that we're probably only going for one spot, really, with the teams above that are clear at the top four, the Leek, Stamford, Belper and Cleethorpes. So there's probably only one spot left that we can go for. And we know it's going to be really difficult. But we said to the lads at the start, just before Christmas, sorry, what we didn't want to do, we didn't want to get to February. We didn't want to get to March and our season be over. You know, we wanted to be in a position where, even if it is really difficult to get into the playoffs, we wanted to give ourselves a chance, and that's what we've done.
And like you say, I mean, the top half of the South East Division is quite interesting, because Leek Town have got themselves clear, as of Stamford, really, in second, and Cleethorpes on that little island. Belper Town in fourth, but they've got loads of games in hand. So it is essentially Stocksbridge, isn't it, that yourselves and Ilkeston and Carlton, they're the realistic ones. So it's going to be pretty box office stuff the final few weeks of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough league. I mean, we had a season in the Southern League last year, and we've come up and we've had to adapt again to playing in the Northern League, and it is a good league. You know, we love it. It's the league that we got promoted from, and you know what I mean. And when we went into the Northern Premier, so we love the Northern League, but it's tough when you've got teams like that who are established, and you've got. I mean, Leek haven't got many teams around them. Stamford haven't really got that many teams around them. Cleethorpes. So, whereas us, we're in the Midlands, where we've got loads of teams around us, teams at the same level, teams a level above, teams underneath that are all roundabout competing for the same players. So to put a squad together again this year that's being competitive and is in with the chance of challenging has really pleased us all.
And finally then, Neil, obviously, just to talk about the games that are coming up, Glossop on Saturday, the sun's been shining up this neck of the woods, so we're hopeful that game will be on. But then on Tuesday, It's a big game, isn't it? Stamford away. So, I mean, the games are going to be coming thick and fast now. So you might have caught up, but you're still playing a midweek game this week and that kind of thing. So how's the squad shaping up heading into this? And what's your thoughts heading into these next few games or so?
Glossop will be tough. We had a really good game against them down at our place. It was a real entertaining game to watch, even though it was a draw. It was both teams going at it, so I've got some really really good players, and that's our focus. I know it's the old cliche, taking it one game at a time, but we can't think about the Stamford game until we get through really on Saturday to see how we are. We've got a couple of niggles. We've got a couple of lads in there that are probably not going to be able to play Saturday, Tuesday. So the one thing that is working for us at the moment is we have been able to use the whole of the squad. We've had some players come back from injury. We've had some players, again, step up from our under-21s who've come in and done absolutely fantastic. So the squad's looking good. It's three games on the trot now that we're away from home. So we've been doing really well at home, but we need to take that away now. We're going to Glossop, followed by Stamford, and then followed by Sheffield. So it's a tough week, but it's what I've said to the players last night. We've given ourselves a great chance of being in it. We are the form team in the league, so we're more than capable of going and picking points up on the road and seeing where we are this time next week.
Neil Tooth there, manager of Sutton Coldfield Town, joining us here on the MPL show. 5 points outside the playoffs, we've got Ilkeston, and we'll be talking to Martin Carruthers shortly from Ilkeston. But back to the North West Division now, and also sitting outside the playoffs, but in the North West Division, we've got Tadcaster Albion, 4 points outside the playoffs, 4 points behind Mask United. Tadcaster, really though, the main talking point about Tadcaster recently is obviously the flood damage and the fact they've not really played that many games. Hopes are high that Tadcaster Albion will be hosting Workington at home next weekend. So for more now on the Yorkshire side, on Friday I caught up with their manager. Here's Paul Quinn. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And the first thing we have to ask with yourselves is just what's the stadium like at the moment as the water started to die down now?
Yeah, it has, mate, yeah. It's a lot better than it has been over the last few weeks. Obviously, it's been a really, really tough time, challenging time for the club off the field. I think we've had four floods in the last 4 weeks, which has, been a big blow, but everyone's come together. There's a clean-up day going on today at the club to get things sort of sorted and hopefully ready for a week on Saturday. So, you know, sort of in this time of adversity, I think, as across the non-league family, you know, we've had an amazing response. It's been difficult, but I think things are starting to sort of turn positive for us, which is obviously great news.
And on a footballing front as well, it's been difficult on the pitch too, because I was looking at the league table going, oh, Tadcaster have dropped out, but you haven't played in ages, have you?
No, I was saying last night, I forgot what to do when it comes to tomorrow's game. No, we haven't, but to be fair to the lads, like the way they've trained over the last few weeks has been brilliant, and you just sniffed it last night in training. I said to them at the end of the session, it was probably the most intense session we'd had in the last 3 weeks. Because all due respect, we've sort of known the game was going to be off on the Saturday with the weather and the forecast, and that it does impact the intensity of the session. And last night, the lads were absolutely on it. You know, you can tell we're like chomping at the bit to get a game, and it's almost like being a pre-season again. You know, with a little bit of a delay, but we've used it in our favour. It's given us a chance to rest a few people, get a few people back fit. So, you know, we're really excited now, ready to rain to go, and we've got that little bit of added motivation now as well to do well, not just for the team and the league and all that sort of stuff, but for all the supporters and the people that have supported us as well financially and practically over the last few weeks. You know, we've got a duty to them now to put some performances in on the field, so fingers crossed we can do that tomorrow.
And like you said about, you know, knowing if a game's going to be on or not, I mean, Marine, it's probably going to be on 99% chance, isn't there? It takes a lot for a game to get called off at Marine. Marine against Tadcaster, this is a hell of a way of getting back into action after a few weeks off.
Yeah, it is. It's an exciting game. You know, they're all big games for us now. I think we've got 13 league games left, and they're all absolutely huge games. We play Marine on Saturday, and then we go to Cone on Tuesday night. So it's a big, big few days for us. Like I said, we're just looking forward to it. If we'd have said, speaking to someone last week, you know, if we'd have said in the summer when I spoke to the directors after Curtis Woodhouse had left, and you know, the expectations around where the club would be, you know, the club was looking just to survive this year due to financial things that went on in the summer, and to be in a position where we've got 2 months to go and we're still in the shout of making the playoffs, you know, I think I think we'd have taken that all day long. But when you get to this position, expectations go up, rightly so. And now we're here, you know, we want to try and get in there. And, you know, we're really excited that we're in a position where games matter. There's nothing worse than manager or player getting to this stage of the season where you're playing in dead rubbers and you've got nothing to play for. And unfortunately, we have, and we want to make sure that's you know, continues for as long as possible.
And like you say, I mean, managers take one game at a time and all that, but, you know, Marine tomorrow, Colne midweek, Workington the week after, and that game could be huge as well, not just for your playoff hopes, but also because it's a home game, and like you say, a big clean-up operation going on at the moment. So that's going to be a pretty seismic game, really, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're hoping we get a big crowd for that game as well, and you know, it'd be good as well. Working and have made a contribution. I think some of the players have made a contribution as well to the cleanup operation, which is, you know, unbelievable, really, when you think about it. But fingers crossed they're a bit more charitable when they come next Saturday and we can get the 3 points, you know. But I do want to say a massive thank you to Working and for that contribution, and to all, you know, I think Dunstan and numerous clubs, I don't want to single anybody out, but numerous clubs and supporters and fans have helped the club. And it, for me, it just shows you, don't it, the power of football, the power of the non-league community, when things like this happen, that people rally together and have got the best interests of clubs at heart. Because Tadcaster, as with any other club, you know, it's an important part of the community and been around for 125 years. So again, you know, from on behalf of the club, just a massive thank you to everybody that's helped out, and fingers crossed, you know, we can get the club back to where it needs to be over the coming weeks.
Yes, absolutely. And finally then, Paul, just a quick message then to the travelling faithful. I mean, your team's been itching to get on the pitch. I'd imagine some of those fans have been itching to watch their team in action as well. Long trip to Merseyside on Saturday, but what's your message to those fans heading to Marine?
Yeah, just, you know, be there to support us, and you know, we'll be giving absolutely everything, as we have done, as the players have done all season. You know, we'll be giving absolutely everything tomorrow to get a positive result, and you know, and just thank you for their support, and you know, their forbearance during this time where there's not been many fixtures, you know, so their support's absolutely crucial for us.
Paul Quinn there, manager of Tadcaster Albion, and we'll be returning to the Northwest Division and the teams in the playoffs, in and around the playoffs, certainly on next month's show in the Northwest League. But finally for this month's show, let's return to the Southeast Division and Ilkeston. Ilkeston sitting 5 points outside the playoffs, but they've had a little upturn in form quite recently, including a great win against Newcastle last week, and inflicting the second league defeat of the season on league leaders Leek Town. And for more on Ilkeston, on Friday I caught up with their head coach. Here's Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we've got a playoff race on our hands, and Ilkeston very much a part of it. What's the mood in the camp like at the moment?
Mood is excellent. We've been on a really poor run of form. It's been a difficult time, both on the pitch and off the pitch, with all the changes and upheaval. So it's not been easy. But, you know, I think we've finally turned the corner. The last two results have been brilliant, but just not the results, the performances, the personnel. And, you know, that's all down to the players really buying into what we're trying to do now, and just the old work ethic, you know, the team togetherness, the team spirit. And we're starting to play some fantastic football, and it all starts in training. You know, we went back in January to twice a week, and that's certainly had an impact. You know, and credit to the boys for working hard now, and they're getting just rewards. And, you know, in football there are fine lines, as we well know, and you know, and then to go and beat Leek after their 18-game unbeaten run, and then to go and beat Inform Newcastle is no mean feat. So we're absolutely thrilled to bits at the minute.
And that's pretty much why I've got you on, because of those two last results. Because firstly, you mentioned Leek there. Leek have been on a phenomenal run. It was always going to come to an end, and why not against Ilkeston, I suppose. But that performance there, that's superb stuff. Like you say, that's been. Do you reckon that might be the turning point for the last 7 weeks of the season for Ilkeston?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we've trained twice this week, and you can just see the shift in mood, the confidence, the, you know, sort of all they're playing in training. You know, confidence is a big thing. You know, you only have to look at the best team in the world, which is Liverpool, and you know, some of the football they've been playing, and now they've lost three out of the last four, because you know that's football. You know, it only takes one defeat to unsettle your rhythm and your momentum, and things can change quickly. So, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that we're the finished article. It's going to be pure hard work now. And, you know, we won't allow the players to take the foot off the gas. We've got ourselves in a real good position now, and a very tough game away at Market Drayton tomorrow. And although the bottom of the table, we've already found in this league, there is not one easy game. And the moment any player is not 100%, you know, you don't win games of football. So, you know, yeah, we've put ourselves in a great place now, and we've just got to keep it going and see where it takes us. You know, realistically, do I think we're going to get in the playoffs? You never know. You know, we're going to have to, you know, potentially win, you know, almost all the games from now to the end of the season. But why not? Anything's possible in football, and what a great time to start to put a run together.
And I was going to say, I mean, you followed that leak result up with the Newcastle Town performance, and that's a different kind of performance because you come from 1-0 down to win 2-1. I think the winner was scored with about 4 or so minutes left to play. So, I mean, a performance like that, that's equally a springboard, just like the Leek Town result, to come from a goal down to win a match like that. It does set you up for these next few weeks.
Definitely. And, you know, since I came into the football club, the two games that we've won previously, we always went a goal up. And, you know, bar the Sheffield game and Belper, you know, if we've gone a goal behind, we've heads have dropped, confidence has gone, and we've probably gone on to lose the game. But, you know, against an informed team, Newcastle, who were a very good side, and we'd had them watching, we knew they were a good footballing side. You know, I think we were very valued, but it was the character to come back, you know, and then, you know, it's one of those where the game could have gone either way, and the keeper pulls off a great save, and then, you know, a bit of magic from young Reece Fife, and Wells is there to nod it in, and the buzz in the dressing rooms after the game was brilliant, and I think there's a belief now that, you know, we can go on an unbeaten run from now to the end of the season. And as always in football, who knows?
And on this show this week, we've heard from Sutton Coldfield and Carlton Town, and they've got a bit of an advantage over yourselves in the fact that they've played less games. But there's also an advantage for yourselves as well with regards to that, because I'm not having to speak to you about a Tuesday night game, for example. It's Saturday, isn't it? But for much of the running. So is that a good thing at this stage of the season, the fact that you don't have that many games to fit in?
Yeah, it's a massive benefit. Not only can we get out and watch games in midweek, but, you know, fatigue is going to be crucial. You know, if the likes of Sutton and particularly Carlton, you know, they might end up playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday. You pick up one niggle, one knock. I know they've all had a couple of injury problems, and all of a sudden you lose that momentum and you lose one or two players, key players, and it makes it really difficult. It's not just mentally for players and managers, and, you know, that no training, no preparation, it's just game, and it becomes really difficult. And, you know, as you know, people know, it's great to have the points in the bag, because, you know, you've still got to win those games. I mean, you know, you'd still expect Carlton and Sutton both to get in the playoffs. But like you say, if they get injuries, and with a deadline coming up, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and they haven't got the bodies in, then all of a sudden, you know, you go from a strong position to a very weak position. And you know, as I've found this season, you know, once you start losing games of football, it's a very difficult run to get out of.
And finally, Martin, obviously, like you say, it's Market Drayton on Saturday. So what's the mood in the dressing room like heading into this? I think it's pretty buoyant by the sounds of it. So what's your message to the Ilkeston faithful as you head into these next couple of months of the season?
You know, they've seen the last two games, the work rate, the commitment, and we chat the players with, you know, do it for supporters. We've got the best supporters by far in this league. They just want to see some effort and commitment, and we've given them that last two games, and that's all they want. And even if you get beat, you know, and you give your all, you know, we won't ever ask for anything more than that. But, you know, we've found if you do work hard, you give it all, and with the quality that we've got, you know, we're a match for anybody. And like I say, beating Leek, you know, I think it gave them a sense of real relief, saying, actually, if they're the best team in the league and we've put on a performance like that, you know, we can actually beat anybody from now to the end of the season. So that's the mentality now. We won't let them take the foot off the gas now. You know, and we'll be telling them it's the same thing, the basic principles that have got your results. If you don't do that against Market Drayton, you will not win this game of football. And, you know, it's our job as a management team now to make sure that, you know, we keep them focused, we keep the feet on the ground, and we try and keep us and win as many games from now to the end of the season.
Martin Carruthers there from Ilkeston. And that's it for this month's NPL Step 4 show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined us on this week's show, and we hope you've enjoyed all the interviews. Remember to look out for our sister show, the NPL show, which is now out, which features a big discussion about the promotion and relegation battles which are going on in the NPL Premier Division. That too is out, available on our Audio Boom channel and on various platforms like Spotify and iTunes and that kind of thing. But from everyone here at the NPL Step 4 show, wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your NPL North West or South East side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.